This is Ted Kennedy. Congress is finally doing the right thing on arms control. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, Congress is renewing the effort for a comprehensive ban on nuclear weapons tests. Last October, President Reagan promised to go forward with Senate ratification of two key test ban treaties previously negotiated, and Congress agreed to shelve a legislative ban. Surprise, Bob. The president promptly forgot his promise and attached unacceptable conditions to ratification of the treaties. Now, Congress is reviving its own test ban legislation. The House Appropriations Committee has already adopted the proposal, and a Senate vote is coming soon. I know, Bob. Negotiations are underway in Geneva, and Congress should defer to the president. We listened to that argument last fall, and all we got was the fiasco at Reykjavik and a broken promise from the White House. The way to stop the nuclear arms race is to stop the testing of new weapons. Join us, Bob, and restore your credibility on arms control.
This is one of those times, Ted, when I wish face-off was 5 minutes long. That's what I would need to correct all of your inaccuracies. But I'll correct just the most serious one. You said the president submitted the nuclear testing treaties with, and I quote, unacceptable conditions. Well, there was one condition the president added, that the treaties not go into effect until we're certain they can be verified. In other words, until we're guaranteed the Soviets can't cheat. Now, apparently you trust the Kremlin to keep its word, Ted, with no verification and no safeguards. If Gorbachev says he's going to be a Boy Scout, you're ready to give him his merit badge. Well, it's not good enough for me, it's not good enough for Ronald Reagan, and I'm happy to say it's not nearly good enough for the American people. This is Senator Bob Dole. The prime rate goes up. Wall Street must think Ted Kennedy is running the economy. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.